Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
You ever try to do something you shouldn't be trying to do? Yeah. Like trim a tree branch that is so high up that you need to extend a ladder to go up there with a chainsaw. And you're 66 years old and overweight. And nobody's at your house except you. And you climb up anyway. More on that later. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Greek. Garden who? Ask the Garden Geek. I'm in pain. So today, this morning, I go out into my backyard. And, you know, I'm not totally thrilled with my backyard, but, you know, it looked all right. But here is what was irritating me. I back up to a 10-acre track. Basically woods. Used to be a cow pasture. Pretty much overgrown as with woods along the fence line. And there is a tree branch that is extending over my property, and it's irritating me. I trimmed the thing back. Actually, I had somebody trim the thing back about 5 years ago. And it is now grown back with a vengeance. This year, for some reason, it has just come back like gangbusters. And, you know, I said, this is something I cannot do. Because since I had surgery 3.5 years ago, I have not been really good on ladders. I don't know. I don't do ladders anymore. But I kept looking at that, and it was early this morning. It wasn't that hot out. It was warm, but it was not that hot out. And I said, all right, this shouldn't be hard. So I took my ladder out there, and I put it up, and I took my chainsaw out there, and I started climbing up the ladder with the chainsaw. And I realized that I wasn't going to get where I needed to be. And by the way, it was somewhat shaky, but I really didn't want to give up. So then I took the ladder and I extended the ladder. And it's one of these, it's not a little giant, but it's kind of like a little giant ladder to where you can unfold it and it goes up pretty high. And I put it up against a tree and I stabilized it. And I said, I can go right up there and I will have access to the branch I want to do. So I said, okay. Now, it would have been smarter if I did this when someone was around, like my son. But I just, you know, I was feeling good. I had climbed up like 5 rungs of the ladder and I had done that okay. So I said, okay. So I start climbing up the ladder, and I get up there, and I'm up there about 3/4 of the way, and I've got my chainsaw. And I'm about 3 feet from where I need to be. And I said, okay, and I start to take one more rung. And as I took that one more rung, I knew what was going to happen because the ladder started waving back a little bit side to side. I was smart enough to throw the chainsaw. I was absolutely smart enough to throw the chainsaw. At which point, the ladder started to give way. And again, I was smart enough to wrap my upper torso around the trunk of the tree, trying to stabilize the ladder. which it kind of did. And I said, okay. Now, understand, my upper torso is not like it used to be. I've got a scar that runs from one side of my torso to the other, from the upper side of my torso down to the lower side of my torso. All of my organs were moved around, and all kinds of weird things happened there 3.5 years ago, including removal of a kidney and removal of a 16 to 18 pound tumor. So, you know, I was just, all of a sudden, I just started finding myself in immense pain. I mean, just absolutely immense pain. Pain that I had not experienced in, no, I'd say 3.5 years. So at this point of the game, I knew that I had to get down. So I was able to stabilize, or so I thought, the ladder enough, and I put my weight on one of the rungs, and I started to work my way down. And as I let go of the trunk of the tree, I fell backwards. The ladder went one way, I went the other way, and my fat behind landed on the ground, which was about, and I'm just guessing now, about 4 feet below me, maybe a little higher. And I landed kind of like on my foot, my 2 feet for a half of a second, and then right on my butt, and then right on my back. And it was a big thud. And I laid there and I said, am I going to be able to get up? And there's nobody here. And the ladder's now laying on the ground. Chainsaw's laying on the ground. And I'm laying on the ground. And then I realized I wasn't breathing. And I wasn't breathing because I had the wind knocked out of me. So I kind of got up. And as I got up, it forced me to take a breath. I took a breath. I got up just a little bit. I took a breath, and then I rolled over on my side, and I wanted to see if anything was broken. Nothing was broken. That was good. And I laid there for a while, just breathed. And then I kind of got up. I said, all right, I got to see if I can get up. And I kind of crawled over to the ladder, and I used the ladder, which was laying on its side, to help me get up. And then kind of wandered back into the house and sat down on the dining room chair, where I then later assessed what was going on with me. And I went and took my shirt off, and I don't know. I got to tell you, the end result is that I am extremely sore. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't go to the emergency room. I am extremely sore, and I am black and blue. My whole bottom is black and blue. Up the side of my back, the one side of my back is black and blue. And my left leg, about, I don't know, midway down, is black and blue. And the branch is still sitting there. And the biggest thing that I've been thinking about is getting rid of the branch, because now I'm obsessed. But I'm not going back up on the ladder. I have a friend of mine who's an arborist who's coming over, and he's going to climb up there and take care of it for me. And I actually went out, put the ladder, you know, back in its original position, you know, and put it away in my garage, and put the chainsaw away. And, you know, I have been semi-productive today. So that's kind of weird. I'm recording this on Thursday, by the way. So it just, you know, it brought back a lot of memories, especially when I was holding on to the tree and I felt pain that I had not felt in 3.5 years. It was just kind of, you know, wondering if you're going to get through it. You ever do that? Wonder if you're going to get through it? I wondered if I was going to get through it. And amazingly enough, I got through it. And, you know, I'm fine. I went into the house and I took a long hot shower. And I was told that was the dumb thing to do. You should have done ice. But I just wanted to take a long hot shower. So I took a long hot shower and made me feel a little better. And I've been out, you know, so gardening can be, you know, injurious to your health if you do dumb things like I did. So what I've learned is do as I say, not as I do. Never go out with a chainsaw unless someone is around to kind of watch your back a little bit and never climb ladders, you know, that high by yourself unless someone is around. I will say I was amazed that I was able to climb that high on a ladder because I had not been able to do that since then. And I used to be all over ladders, man. I used to, you know, I used to climb up trees on ladders and then climb into trees. And I hadn't been able to do that. But I did climb the ladder. I'm not going to try climbing the ladder again. You know, I learned something. Something was quite good in all of that. So I'm looking forward to this weekend when my friend comes over and takes that branch off for me. And I said, you cut the branch down, I'll cut the branch up. So he's going to climb up there and cut the branch off for me. And then I'm going to cut the branch up. And life will be dandy as we are going into fall, when it is normally the time in the fall that we should be doing the pruning. And I shouldn't have been doing this pruning this early. I should have waited until next month, probably the end of next month, where I live in West Central Florida, to be pruning trees. But I don't know, the darn branch was just irritating me. It was irritating me enough to where this is how low it had gotten in one part of my yard. When I would walk past that with my lawnmower in that one section, I had to duck. And that irritated me. I said, I don't want this here. I don't want any of those trees along my fence line. I would like them all to go away, but they're not my trees. But I am allowed by law, where I live, I'm not telling you what it is where you live, I am allowed by law to trim off the area that is over my property. Oh, well. Trimming is fun, but safety is better. This is Ask the Gardener.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
I got a question about slugs and snails. We'll be getting to those in just a minute. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crost. I am your chief geek. I also got a question about my music. You know, the music that you're listening to right now, my opening theme, and another variation of that, which is the closing theme that you'll hear at the end of this segment. Written and performed by Mike Stewart, first class, Emmy-winning musician from Nashville. Lives in Nashville now, and recording artist, and this is what he does. He does a lot of music things, but one of the things that he does is he does music for people like me and other people who do radio shows, television shows, websites, everything. He develops all of these themes for us, and he gets paid very well. He's a good guy, just a heck of a nice guy, and if you are planning on doing anything like having a commercial made for you and you want something first class, Google Mike Stewart, musician. You'll find him. And he's really, you know, very, very, very good. He just sent me. Well, I was asked if, you know, Michael, do you think it's time you change up your music? Well, I happen to love my music. But as that was brought to my attention, I got a whole slew of new music from Mike Stewart for me to listen to and decide if I want to use. So I think I got 25 new different pieces of music from. I haven't had a chance to listen to any of them yet, but I'm going to. So if, you know, maybe in the next week or two, if you hear different music, that is why. Don't thank me. Thank Mike Stewart, who creates all this stuff. And I've used his music for years. And I just really feel good about having some, you know, top-notch person like him doing my music. It's just really good. So I got a letter, an email this week from someone who is desperate to get rid of snails that are coming into their garden, into their veggie garden, and they're, and you know, all around their house. And what, you know, what is a good bait and all that? Well, there are baits, but I don't like them. I'll tell you what I learned, oh gosh, 30 years ago, when I first got into, oh, it's maybe closer to 35 years ago now, when I first learned about diatomaceous earth. There was a guy his name was Ray, who had a diatomaceous earth mine up Redding, Pennsylvania, just north of Redding, California. And he had a diatomaceous earth mine. And he sent me a little diagram about how to keep snails out of your garden with DE. And I tried it because at that time I was having actually a problem with slugs coming into a little garden, an herb garden that I had. Oh, man, this was like a long time. This is about 1990. So what I did is I took all natural diatomaceous earth that he sent me, by the way, out of his mine, And I made a little tiny berm around my garden with it. That's all I did, was just a little berm all the way around the garden. Now, the nice thing about this is that you don't have to worry about anything toxic. And as a matter of fact, as it rains and the diatomaceous earth works its way into the soil, it actually works as a soil conditioner. So this is very, very good. But I got to tell you, and I knew where the snails were coming from. The snails were coming from my fence line at that property. They were on the other side of the fence, and they were coming through there. And when I put that barrier up, they just stopped. Just like that, they stopped. Now, I had to go out and redo the berm, especially on that side of the fence, about every 2 to 3 weeks, depending upon weather. And I didn't mind doing that. Because it was a natural way to keep these little creatures out. And it worked just fine. So that is what I recommend. And back in those days, by the way, getting the all-natural diatomaceous earth was very, very difficult. Now it's very easy. The Safer brand, it's available. I see it at Home Depot all the time. You can get it right there. That's a good diatomaceous earth. The diatomaceous earth I like the best, though, is really hard to come by. It is from Eagle Pitcher, and they sell it under the, you know, you can't buy it, but they sell it under the code name MN36, and it's a light tan in color, and it's a wonderful diatomaceous earth. There was a distributor around here in Clearwater that used to carry it, and I would go and buy a 50-pound bag from this guy for $19.95. This was years ago. And a 50-pound bag would last forever. It would last forever. I wound up giving most of it away to people because they couldn't get it. And all my neighbors and friends wanted it and all this. But that's what I used to do. Now when I want DE, I just go to Home Depot and I buy the Safer because I buy in a smaller container. And that works out rather well, and it's not terribly expensive. So that is how I would get snails and slugs out of your garden, is just make a little retention wall, and I'm talking like 1 inch, just a little berm around the exterior of the garden, and I had 100% success with it. I mean, it had gotten so bad before I did that the snails were crawling up the plants, and the slugs were crawling up the plants. It was just a mess. And when I did this, it totally and completely solved the problem. And, it worked out well. And that's when I started doing a lot of experimentation with diatomaceous earth on what it would work on other things. I got rid of where my son, Jamie, who is now, how old is Jamie now? 27 years old, where he went to preschool. They had a sandbox. And when I say a sandbox, this sandbox was, 20 by 30 feet. And it had all kinds of stuff in it, and the kids would go out there. And they got a big fire ant mound on the side of that sandbox, and they wanted me to come kill it. And I just decided, I am not going to use a chemical pesticide where children are. And I said, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try it on a Friday. It was a Friday afternoon. They weren't going to be there all weekend. I said, I'm just going to try. And they were thankful about that. And I went over there, and I took a stick, and I messed up the mound, and the fire ants were coming out of there by the gazillions, and I sprinkled diatomaceous earth all over the top and all around, and the ants were running around through the diatomaceous earth like crazy. And I went back there on Sunday to check it. And, I said, I'm going to be in your playground on Sunday, because it wasn't far from my house. And I went and checked it, and they were 90% gone. I put more DE down, and by Monday, they were all gone. And they said, we need to keep the kids out of this. I said, the kids can roll around in that, and it'll be fine. So there are natural solutions if you look for them. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kross.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
I have been told by professionals in the industry that this is a light year for lawn insects, which is good news for everybody except me, because this week I got another infection of chinch bugs in my front yard. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am here to talk gardening or whatever else I feel like talking about. Sometimes I don't talk about gardening. Sometimes I talk about my neighbors. I'm not going to do that today. Except, I got to tell you, there's this cute little couple, this adorable little couple, who bought the house from my buddy Bob, catty corner from me across the street. And they had ants in their house, and I gave them stuff to get rid of their ants. And they're young. She's 28, he's 29. And they baked me cookies and brought me cookies. I want to adopt them. You know, I want to adopt them. They're so adorable. And the cookies were so, as a matter of fact, I got some of the cookies like right here in a plastic bag. They brought them over in a weird plastic bag too, but they brought them over in a plastic bag. And I'm just, you know, people can be so nice. What can I say? People can be so, so nice. Anyway, I got chinch bugs. And this is the second time this year the chinch bugs have invaded my yard. First time, I took care of it naturally. This time, well, we'll talk about that. But first, let me edumacate you as to what chinch bugs are. Chinch bugs are little tiny bugs, about a fifth of an inch long. They attack St. Augustine grass. They attack sometimes zoysia grass. Sometimes they attack Kentucky bluegrass in the cool season areas. But mostly, they are a warm season grass villain. And mostly we see them when it's been hot and dry. This year, it has been hot, but it really hasn't been that dry. So we've had plenty of moisture, lots of rain, which surprises me as to why I've had two situations with them in the same area, too, by the way. Fifth of an inch long, the way that you identify them is they have a little white dot on their back. So they're little black bugs with a white dot on their back, fifth of an inch long. How do you know if you have them? Well, the grass starts yellowing out and browning out, and it just seems to be melting away. It just looks bad. And you get down there on your hands and knees, and you pull the grass apart like I do, and you can find them. They generally like full sun areas, and they generally like to be next to concrete, next to a driveway, or next to a curb, or next to a sidewalk in full sun. That is their optimum area. And some people will take and throw some dishwashing liquid down there and take a hose down to it and get a little water on there, and they'll come floating to the top. You will find them that way. Chinch bugs are kind of weird. They don't bite. They have what is called piercing, sucking mouth parts. Let me say that again. Piercing, sucking mouth parts. They have a little beak, and they crawl around down there, and they go on St. Augustine grass. They go to what is called the node. The node in grass is where the grass will divide up and set off another shoot. That's called a node. And they tend to go there, and they drill a hole into the stalk of the grass, and they inject this material in there. And once they inject that material in there, the next thing that they do is they start sucking the sap out. The material that they put in there loosens up the sap and makes the sap easy for them to suck out. And so that's what they do. And when they do that, the plant just starts dying. And the chinch bugs in large numbers can destroy a lawn. I have seen it happen. And my beautiful lawn, I'm telling you, I've got the most beautiful lawn this year, has a little area out in the front. Well, earlier in the year, little area out in front started turning brown. I went out there and I said, nah, because, you know, we've been having rain. I got down there and sure enough, there were chinch bugs. I used an organic insecticide that they don't make anymore, that they used to make over in Lakeland years ago. And I just had some and I mixed it up and I just spot sprayed it in that area and it worked. It killed them all. I didn't see them again. Well, now, month and a half, 2 months later, they're back. And they're back with a vengeance. And if I don't do something to immediately control them, they are going to eat my beautiful lawn. They've already damaged a section of my lawn, and I'm mad about this, man. I'm like furious, as anyone would be. So what is my plan? What am I going to do to get rid of them? Well, I'm going to tell you something. The natural solution, I'm out of it anyway, of that particular material. There are other natural products that I could use on it, that are clove and things like that. But I'm not going to do that. Now, the chemicals that are available right now are bifenthrin and bifenthrin mixed with imidacloprid. And I got to tell you, my professional friends who are doing this for a living are telling me that it's not working all that great. So I went to plan B. Out in the little shed that I have in my backyard is a 2.5 gallon bottle of something called AG500, which is diazinon. It is the heaviest concentration of diazinon that they used to manufacture. Diazinon is now gone. You can't buy it anymore. It's been gone for years. It's an organophosphate. But I'm going to tell you, it kills chinch bugs right here and right now. So normally we used to spray the whole lawn with AG500, the diazinon. That's what we used to do. I did not do this. I have a 15-gallon spray tank in my garage with an electric pump on it. And I mixed up 10 gallons of water, and I put the diazinon down at label directions at you putting down 3 gallons per 1,000 square feet. So I mix the diazinon accordingly, and I had enough there to do 2,000 square feet, which covered my front yard. But I went in there and I mixed this up, and I was a little mad that I thought I mixed up too much of it. I just wanted to spot treat, but something told me treat this whole section of the yard. So, and it's got a nice little power sprayer with a fan jet. I bought it at Harbor Freight on sale, and I had never used it. I bought it 2 years ago, and I forget what I paid for it, but it was cheap. And I said, oh, I got this as a tool in case I have to do any power spraying around the house. I had never used it. As a matter of fact, it was still in the box when I got it, or when I pulled it out and mixed it up, and I put it on a wagon. I borrowed a wagon from the neighbor who had a wagon that their son used to use when he was little. I said, I need to put this tank on there. I said, I'll give it back to you when I'm done, because I got to, you know, the tank has a 10-foot hose on it. So, you know, I got to be able to move this thing around. So I put this on the little red wagon, you know, put 10 gallons in it, and mixed it up, hooked it up to a battery. I had a 12-volt battery that I had to hook it up to. And off I went spraying the lawn. You know, put my rubber gloves on, had my long pants on, you know, and all ready to go. I did not have rubber boots. So I used an old pair of tennis shoes, which I promptly threw away when I was done. Didn't get any on my feet, but, you know, still, they were an old pair of tennis shoes, you know, that were just yucky. So I went out and I sprayed the lawn, and and the smell of the diazinon, you know, and I just put it on there thick, especially in the area where they were active. And then I sprayed that whole section of the front yard, probably put it on a little bit heavy because if I measured that section of the yard out, it was probably 1,700 square foot, but I put enough down to treat 2,000 square feet and put it down. And I can tell you right now that the chinch bugs are dying and are going to be dead, and that's going to be the end of the story. So that's what I did. Now, if that did not work, there are some very expensive insecticides out there that I am told work about half the time. You know, it makes me a little nervous. It just makes me a little bit nervous. So, but believe me, I have enough AG500 to last me for the rest of my life. You know, I put that back in the shed. And then my neighbor across the street wanted to borrow my spray, the one I borrowed the red wagon from. They said, can I borrow your sprayer? I want to spray my yard. I said, absolutely. And I didn't give him any insecticide. I just, you know, handed them the red wagon and the thing and my battery that I had. And off they went to spray their yard. Have no idea what they were spraying it with. Had no idea why. But just, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650.
We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
As I am totally moving now, the entire studio, from the room that I actually had built for the studio 10 years ago, into this third bedroom, which is much bigger, much roomier, and nicer, I found something. Something that I'd forgotten about, man. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. You know who I am and what I do. I'm the chief geek. And I found this little thing that my kids got me 20 years ago, and it's this little roller thing that you put your bare feet on when you're sitting at a desk, and you roll your bare feet on this little thing, and it's got little prickly things that come up and massage the bottom of your feet. I forgot just how heavenly it was. I found it underneath a pile of stuff that was underneath a table. I had to move that table into here. Along with every, by the way, the move is yet to be complete, and the studio is not up to optimum yet. It's up to 90% optimum. There is one more piece of hardware that has to be hooked up, which will happen hopefully soon. I found this little foot massager thingy that you just roll your foot back and forth on it. My kids got it for me. Gosh, they were all young. And it was, I think Zach was a baby when I got this thing. So it just rolls back and forth. I can't roll it right now because you'll hear it. But it is so nice. Ah, so, so nice. Anyway, welcome to this edition. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all of that good type of stuff. Hope you're having a great week. It's not going to be a great week. By the time you hear this, The hurricane, whose name I've simply forgot, will be hitting Texas and then bounce. It's supposed to hit Texas and then hang around there. It's supposed to go like north and might even work its way back out into the Gulf. And, you know, we've gone a long time now without a hurricane hitting the United States directly. And this one's going to do it. This thing went through South America, hit the little island of Atella as a tropical storm. And I have friends who live down there now. They live their life scuba diving down there. And they were worried about it, but they got through it just fine. And it was supposed to hit South America after that. And somehow worked its way up now, and it's hitting Texas. So I've given you nothing but good and positive thoughts. Hang on. I see on the news that everything's boarded up and ready to go. I'm recording this on Thursday night. It's supposed to hit tomorrow, which is Friday. So by the time you hear this, it is hit and still hanging around there. Again, I hope that everybody is wonderful, great, and swell. I truly do. So we go from there. We absolutely go from there. Got a email from somebody who told me that they had a gallon of chlordane, 70%. And was it safe to use in the garden? The answer is, no, I wouldn't use it. Is it safe to use in the garden? Well, the EPA says no. Has it been used in the garden for years? Yes. I remember in the 70s, I learned an awful lot of what I knew in 1972 by a guy by the name of Garth Craig. And he used Chlordane for everything. He used it on all the plants he grew. He used it around the outside of his house to keep the bugs out. And I met other farmers who used it. I would not use it. I've used a lot of Chlordane in my early days when I worked for Mr. Craig, with Mr. Craig. Used a lot of Chlordane. It is a chlorinated hydrocarbon. Let's see, what's another chlorinated hydrocarbon that I could mention that will scare you? DDT was a chlorinated hydrocarbon. Chlordane is a chlorinated hydrocarbon. Aldrin, Dildrin, all of those products. Lindane, chlorinated hydrocarbons. All of them are off the market except mothballs, chlorinated hydrocarbon. Lindane is still on the market, believe it or not, prescribed by pediatricians as a lice killer that they want you to put on your little kids' heads. Don't go, because I got to tell you, I will not identify which one of my children had a terrible case of lice, and we tried all the natural stuff, and it didn't work, and I was so frustrated, I took them to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician immediately gave me a prescription for Lindane, and I took the child home. Notice I'm identifying him as, or her, as a child, not as a him or a her. And I used the Lindane on the child's head. Knocked him out just like that. Afterwards, we did a lot of shampooing. Afterwards. Lots and lots and lots of shampooing. But I would not use the Chlordane. What would you? I do with the Chlordane? I had a collection of Chlordane for a while. I used to collect banned insecticides, and I use them in talks. And I was collecting Chlordane because I said, if I ever build a house, I'm going to do a soil poisoning with Chlordane, because houses that they were treated with Chlordane for termites before they were built never get termites, ever, including the house that I live in right now. The only reason this house would get termites is if I built onto it and there was an expansion joint. So I collected it. Well, now, if I built a new house, I would pre-treat it with Termidor, which is better than Chlordane and a lot less toxic. So I got rid of all of my Chlordane. It's all gone. Well, I take that back. I've got a little one-pint bottle. But I had gallons of it. I got rid of it. Our cooperative extension service, 4 or 5 times a year, has a little thing where you can bring all your insecticides down there and turn them in, and they don't charge you for it, and all is great and wonderful with the world. Check with your local cooperative extension service. I'm sure they do that. I got rid of all my Chlordane. I don't want to handle Chlordane. I don't want it in my environment. Believe it or not, everybody that's my age, so if you're like close to my age, you have Chlordane in your fatty tissues. You have a little bit of Chlordane in your fatty tissues. Now, I don't know if this is good or bad. I just know that it's there. The younger children who were born after that do not. But all of us oldsters have a little bit of Chlordane sitting around in our fatty tissues. I don't want to use a product like that. So if you have it, don't use it. Get rid of it. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. Have a wonderful, wonderful gardening day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.